Telemachus reassured him. Now you'll see, if you care to watch, father. Now I'm fired up. Disgrace, you say? I won't disgrace your line. Laertes called out in deep delight. What a day for me, dear gods, what joy! My son and my grandson vying over courage. Laertes! Goddess Athena rushed beside him, eyes ablaze. Son of Arceisius, dearest of all my comrades, say a prayer to the bright-eyed girl and Father Zeus, then brandish your long spear and wing it fast. Athena breathed enormous strength in the old man. He lifted a prayer to mighty Zeus's daughter, brandished his spear a moment, winged it fast, and hit Eupeithes, pierced his bronze-sided helmet that failed to block the bronze point, tearing through. Down Eupeithes crashed, his armor clanging against his chest. Odysseus and his gallant son charged straight at the front lines, slashing away with swords, with two-edged spears, and now they would have killed them all, cut them off from home, if Athena, daughter of storming Zeus, had not cried out in a piercing voice that stopped all fighters cold, "Hold back, you men of Ithaca, back from brutal war! Break off, shed no more blood, make peace at once!" So Athena commanded. Tantra blanched their faces. They went limp with fear. Weapons slipped from their hands and strewed the ground at the goddess's ringing voice. They spun in flight to the city, wild to save their lives, but loosing a savage cry, the long-enduring Odysseus, gathering his force, swooped like a soaring eagle, just as the son of Cronus hurled a reeking bolt that fell at her feet, the Tifa's daughter, and blazing-eyed Athena wheeled on Odysseus, crying, "Royal son of Laertes, Odysseus, master of exploits, hold back now, call a halt to the great leveler, war, don't court the rage of Zeus, who rules the world." So she commanded. He obeyed her, glad at heart. And Athena handed down her pacts of peace between both sides for all the years to come. The daughter of Zeus, whose shield is storm and thunder, yes. But the goddess still kept Mentor's build and voice. The Odyssey by Homer. Translated by Robert Fagles. Music by Julia Wolf. This audiobook was produced and published by Penguin Audio Books.